The Office of Personnel Management Director John Berry uses a baseball analogy to describe his agency's latest attempt to fix the federal retirement system. He says OPM is 0-2 down in their last strike. It's also the 11th inning. Berry submitted a plan to Congress yesterday, to keep his team alive. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller tells us what Berry and OPM plan on doing to get ahead of the growing backlog of more than 48,000 claims. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
All right, so why does Berry think this attempt is going to be different from the earlier ones?
I know this is about the fourth time they're trying out this, but I think this time is going to be different because John Berry, the director of OPM, says this is his and OPM's highest priority. And I think that's a pretty good place to start. You know, he says the plan that they sent to Congress just yesterday shows just how high of a priority this fixing this retirement system is. Berry says while fixing the system has been important in the past, he's putting pressure on every employee at OPM now.
I think we've got the four right lanes, if you will. I know our people are pumped. I had a town hall meeting yesterday. I laid out that this was my highest priority of the year and that it was the responsibility of everyone working at OPM, not just people working in our retirement division, to make this a success. So we're going to dog it. I'm going to put everything I got on it, and I hope we can move the needle.
Now, Berry says his plan hits the right tune on almost every area and where they've struggled in the past. Now, OPM also isn't just relying on its internal expertise or those of contractors.
We've also been working with the DOD. We've had the Navy Lean Six Sigma team in with us over a three-week period. They've identified some great process improvements, and we're already implementing those. And some of them are already making it faster. So process and making it simpler and more efficient is going to be a good part of this.
Now, it's interesting that OPM decided to call in the Navy's Six Sigma team. This is, you know, process improvement. This is something that DOD has done for years. Other agencies are starting to jump on board. And I think that this is also a sign of how serious OPM is in terms of taking this latest effort. And let's be honest here. I think Congress, I think agencies, and most importantly, retirees, they're really out of patience on this. I mean, it's been 15 years of failures. And I'm just going to show you, just I'm going to give you some statistics in terms of where OPM is at. Now, as of December 31st, OPM had a backlog of 48,378 claims and falls behind by 1,900 claims each month. On average, it takes 156 days to process a new retirement claim. I mean, if you retire today, 156 days from now, you'll get your first full check. In the meantime, you get a partial check, and that partial check could be 80%, it could be 90%, it could be 50%. And obviously, that doesn't sit well with people who earn their retirement.
Sure. So it's clearly a large problem, but what exactly is OPM saying in this plan that it's going to do to fix this?
You're absolutely right, Emily, in the sense that this is something that is not easy to do because of the way the retirement system is set up. But the plan lays out in detail steps OPM will take, and we have that all linked up on federalnewsradio.com for our listeners to see. Let me just hit some highlights. First, OPM is hiring people. Berry describes the difference the more than 100 new employees will make.
I'm hiring 80 legal adjudication specialists to actually do the case closures, but I'm hiring 20 customer service specialists to build the cases up accurately so they can spend more time doing their job as opposed to chasing down paperwork. So we're putting more bodies on it, knowing that because we don't have an IT solution anywhere near on the horizon, we can't kid ourselves. We need more bodies.
Now, technology has long been a problem for OPM. It's failed three other times to develop that one-size-fits-all system, most recently in 2008 when it ended a contract with Hewitt and Associates. Now, we've reported in the past OPM plans to take an agile or modular approach to technology. Berry says he wants 4 to 6 month projects to improve the accuracy, speed, and automation of the retirement system. And as he said, instead of 4 to 6 year projects. And finally, OPM is working more closely with the Chief Human Capital Officers Council, the CHECO Council, to improve agency buy-in.
Somewhere between 20 and 40%, of, depending on what time of year it is, of the files we're getting are missing pieces of paper that we can't adjudicate until we get complete. And it takes a long time for us to chase down those pieces of paper. Well, we can either continue to do that by ourselves or we can seek help. And this plan lays out help from all the federal agencies working with us and using the CHECO Council as kind of the accountable body to help us get this done so that the agencies will start to really hold themselves accountable to give us files that are ready to go.
Its claims processing by as much as 2,000 per month by July 2012 and another 5,000 per month once the staff is fully trained. OPM expects to eliminate the backlog of claims, now 48,000 plus, within 18 months and reduce the time for retirement claims processing for about 90% of all new claims to 60 days or less after receipt from agencies. So big goals here, lot to do.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Now, you spoke with Director Barry at the Veterans Hiring Event yesterday in Washington. How is OPM supporting those requirements to hire more veterans and veterans with disabilities?
Right. This event was really spectacular. This was led by the Veterans Affairs Department. Basically, the goal was to help veterans returning from Iraq and Afghanistan and many others find jobs with the government and the private sector. Now, when I was there, Barry said more than 2,500 people have already attended the job fair, and that was about 1:30 in the afternoon or so. The place was packed. There were lines around the corner, every booth, for coaching, for interviews. It was just people were there. They saw a great opportunity. OPM, for their part, had 20 job openings they were trying to fill through veteran hires. And other agencies were there as well. DOD had about 22 of their agencies at the job fair. And Barry says nearly four times as many private sector job opportunities were there than government job opportunities. So, if you will, the federal community really did come out in gangbusters. Now, we've heard, Barry says he's heard from veterans at the fair who says the job fair really restored their hope for getting a job with government or just getting a job more generally. And Barry says VA hopes to do more of these types of events around the country to help veterans find jobs.
One of the things we're focusing on is we've created, for the first time, every agency now has a veteran service officer, full-time, not partial duty, because you know what part-time duty means. It means it don't get done. So full-time veteran service officers now in every agency of the government, some of them having more than one, but those people now are giving us, if you will, a connective tissue network throughout the government that our team, the veterans hiring team at OPM, can work with and coordinate, share training, share best practices, but also share opportunity.
Now, OPM is increasing its internal goals as well. Barry wants OPM to make sure 10% of all the hires are people with disabilities and 3% are people with severe disabilities. He says that OPM met the 10% goal in 2011 but missed the 3% goal last year. Now, government-wide, Barry says the government has also made good progress over the last 2 years in hiring veterans, an increase of about 4.5%, and hiring veterans with disabilities increased by 2% last year to about 9% of all hires. Barry says that 4.5% increase has never been done before, and that's what the Veterans Hiring Fair was about yesterday, to kind of keep that momentum going.
All right, so there seems to be a lot on OPM's plate. I mean, what's the early morning line on this business about getting the retirement system fixed? Do you think they'll be able to get that backlog down in 18 months?
You know, history says things are tough. History says it's not going to be that easy. We've heard plans before. We've heard other OPM directors come out and say, this is my top priority. There's a lot of proof in the pudding on this one, Tom, and I don't, you know, I'm not going to look at my crystal ball, so to speak, but I'm going to have to wait and see before I can pass real judgment.